This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
I am going to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that some people have too damn much time on their hands. Because they're worried about cultural appropriation. You know, if I go out and eat Chinese food or Mexican or Thai or French or whatever and I like it, is that cultural appropriation? Am I doing something wrong? If I wear, you know, some outfit that, you know, comes from somewhere else, am I doing something wrong? Is that cultural appropriation? Well, according to people that have too much time on their hands, it just might be. Julie Gundlach here, senior fellow Independent Women's Forum. Gundlach, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you here. What are you complaining about today?
Hey, I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out the ridiculousness that American culture has become of late.
It is.
There was a sort of dust-up. It's prom season, as many parents of teenagers know. And there was a young woman, a beautiful young woman, who put a picture of herself and her friends right before they left for prom, posing in their prom outfits. And this young woman had decided to wear a traditional Chinese dress. And I think most of us know
what those look like.
They're sort of figure-hugging.
Sure.
Dresses usually have a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very pretty, very nice. She put this up there. And this woke Twitter person named Jeremy Lamb put up, "My culture is not your goddamn..." Oh, sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that. Anyway,
clean
it was a tweet. I'm quoting it. "Was not your blank prom dress." Which, of course, then went viral and got retweeted. The idea being this young... she's like 16 or 17 years old. It's just a horrible person for deciding to wear this dress, which, again, is very fashionable. So, of course, I wrote a piece pushing back on that and mentioned that, you know, in one of my favorite movies in the 1980s, I'm aging myself, Pretty in Pink, Annie Potts' character wore it's an Asian-style dress, the Chinese traditional dress. And I looked back at the reviews of that movie, and, you know, Potts' character was called quirky and wonderful, and the acting was great. And then, you know, I mentioned that Madonna... you know, a decade later, in 1996, Madonna wore this really elegant red kimono. She dyed her hair black, and she wore this Japanese-style makeup to make her eyes appear more Japanese. And, of course, she was called edgy and subversive and daring. No one mentioned anything about cultural appropriation. But so fast forward two decades past that, and you have overly sensitive Americans claiming that other Americans are insensitive. The funny thing is the reporter actually went to China and interviewed actual Chinese people.
Yeah.
And they loved it. They thought it was honoring traditional Chinese culture.
Well, that's what I think.
And that
here's
woman
my point.
Beautiful.
Here's
the point. Tell me the point.
My point is if I was a woman and I wore a Chinese dress, I think that would be saying something positive about the, it's not cultural appropriation. It's saying, I love the culture.
Yeah.
I love what you do here. And if I go to a Thai restaurant, am I culturally appropriating? No, I'm you know, paying to enjoy their culture. And this woman, obviously, the dress was for sale at a local dress shop.
Yeah.
What's her name? Kazaya Dom or something like that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I saw the pictures. I watched this whole dust up on the internet. Oh, you know, you said this. Shut up. You obviously have too much time on your hands, people. Yeah, you have too much time in your hands,
people. It's just a dress, and she's 16 years old. Let's also talk about it's okay to bully people suddenly. It's okay to bully people. I mean, is it the contradictory messages? I mean, first of all, Twitter is not real life. Let's remember that. But I mean, the contradictory messages, the woke, this virtue signaling, I can't even keep up with it, you know? And I mean, the thing that makes me so disgusted is that this Jeremy Tam, this brave Jeremy Tam, goes on to talk about how this girl is supposedly practicing colonial ideology for wearing this dress, right? Yet then when you go to the, you know, the Chinese people, they don't have any problem with it. So in fact, I think Jeremy is practicing a little colonial outrage for having, you know, sort of the arrogance to speak on behalf of the Chinese people when they're not even mad. So it shows just the privilege of a lot of Americans. They are so privileged. They have it so easy. The world is really so great that they have to get creative to find outrageous things. You know, the last thing I'll say,
you know, it takes a lot of courage.
I know I'm rambling on.
No. It takes a lot of courage to complain every day. I get it. You know,
yeah.
I have children. You know, that's what it's like. You know, that's like, you know, and I take that back to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who says dealing with the press corps, Jim Acosta specifically.
Yes.
She's well trained. I have whining children. I get it. I can deal with this guy. And that's kind of what I'm going to apply the same.
Exactly. This Jeremy Camp guy is a lot like my child yesterday. He asked for a popsicle. I didn't have any in the freezer. He wanted me to take a special trip over to 7-Eleven. I said no. And honestly, it was as if he had been physically injured, the crying, the outrage. And this is exactly what this Jeremy Tam is. I mean, he's just like this sort of made-up outrage about something that doesn't really matter. Very toddler-like. Yes, very Jim Acosta-like, in fact.
Exactly. Very toddler-like. Jim Acosta whining, crying.
Yeah.
Didn't you know, they made little dolls that would, you know, like, soil themselves. That's what Jim Acosta reminds me of. The Jim Acosta doll.
I buy it.
It will soil itself and cry on command. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Yes, that's perfect. That's, yeah. Hey, Christmas is coming.
Anyhow, you know, all right, so, but here's the thing. You know, the other thing about this whole dust-up on social media was, if you mention American culture, there is no such thing as American culture. Really? Because I'm pretty sure Levi Strauss created jeans in 1873. That's an American thing that the whole world wears.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate cultural appropriation of American knickers?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so old that I remember when we would have Culture Day at our in elementary school. And I remember once I was assigned to bring Hawaiian bread, right? And I dressed up as I wore a little grass skirt and a lei, and I was supposed to be this little, and I brought Hawaiian bread. And then a kid next to me brought tortillas, and he was white as driven snow.
Yep.
And then there was another kid, you know, who brought some other, and we were, the idea was to appreciate different cultures. But now, I guess, my children, who are of sort of German, way back, German descent and French-Canadian descent, I mean, what are they supposed to, I guess they're only allowed to bring sort of sauerkraut and pork pie. I mean, I don't really understand this, that we're not allowed to go to Thai restaurants and Chinese restaurants and enjoy other cultures. I mean, this is the beauty of America, really,
is
really appreciating different cultures that come to our country. The rules have really become complicated. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to do and what
you know what
behaviors.
You know, here's what you're allowed to do. Anything you want, Gunlock. Anything
Thank
at all.
You.
I give you permission. Julie Gunlock, I got to run. Greatly appreciate it, as always.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Julie Gunlock, Senior Fellow, Independent Women's Forum. We'll be right back.